Hampshire College introduced its new president today at a critical moment in the college's history. Ed Wingenbach, 49, addressed reporters at the Liberal Arts College's Amherst, Massachusetts campus just minutes after officially signing on.
I'm coming to Hampshire College today and hopefully for a very long time because I think that it is the essential college in higher education. There is no place that has been more important to the success of the American college and university system over the last 50 years than Hampshire College.
Hampshire offers around 1,300 students an unconventional undergraduate degree that eschews grades for evaluations and offers an open-ended approach to learning.
If you look at the things that Hampshire has done as an experimenting college, things that were invented or perfected here, the things like capstone research requirements for all students, inquiry-based learning, problem-based learning, student-centered programs, student-designed programs, faculty-staff research, and the idea that an education should be entrepreneurial.
As the college approaches its 50th anniversary in 2020, its efforts to confront declining enrollment and fiscal troubles have been chaotic. Though the college has a $52 million endowment, it is 90% reliant on tuition. In April, Miriam Mim Nelson resigned as president after less than a year after her plan to pursue a strategic partnership for the college produced protests from faculty, staff, students, and alumni. Wingenbach acknowledged the toll that fears of the college's dissolution, staff layoffs, and its decision to not admit a full class this fall have wrought.
There has been a lot of trauma here, right? This has been a very hard 6 months to a year. And part of engaging people is recognizing that, right, both within the community, but also, I guess, we're talking to the public, right? Doesn't change the fact that this has been a really hard year and people have struggled, right? So we recognize that and then say, well, and now we're going to continue to struggle, right? But we're going to do something productive about it.
Wingenbach comes to Hampshire after 6 months as acting president of Ripon College in Wisconsin. He declined to label the decision to not admit a full fall class a mistake.
Whether it was a mistake or not a mistake, the response of the alumni and the community of people who care about Hampshire College and their immediate mobilization and their willingness to give of their time and their treasure was pretty remarkable and made it very clear very quickly that we can support a class and we can stay open and we can thrive.
The college says it's raised $9 million in donations since February. Wingenbach acknowledged that it must reevaluate its cost structure, including the possibility of raising tuition. Asked about the college's ability to calm its accreditors at the New England Commission of Higher Education amidst the turmoil, Wingenbach said he had no concerns.
I have a lot of experience with accreditation. I think it was one of the things that people were interested in here. So I was in charge of reaccreditation at the University of Redlands when it was successfully reaccredited in 2010. One of my first tasks at Ripon was the mid-cycle accreditation with HLC, and I successfully led them through that. And I've been a visitor on visit team, so I know the accreditation process from the inside and the outside.
Wingenbach identified re-examining the college's cost structure, building on fundraising, and working with the campus community on its reinvention as among his priorities. He also underscored the importance of communicating Hampshire's core values to a new generation of potential students.
You want to ask your own questions. You want to direct your own learning. You're ambitious and engaged and curious. You want to spend 4 years around other ambitious, engaged, curious students, and you want to work with faculty as a peer, right? As you learn and produce projects, and then you want to do things that are going to go out and have an impact on the world, and that education is going to be activist. Well, not everybody wants that, but a lot of people do.
Reporting from Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts, I'm WAMC Berkshire Bureau Chief Josh Landes.